With the clock ticking, coach John Herdman offered a glimpse on Friday, September 16 into the player puzzle he is trying to assemble ahead of the Canadian men taking part in the World Cup for the first time in 36 years. Canada, ranked 43rd in the world, takes on number 48 Qatar on September 23 in Vienna, and number 12 Uruguay on September 27 in Bratislava, Slovakia, during the final FIFA international window ahead of the World Cup in Qatar. Herdman said it's been a real roller coaster the last 4 months, watching his talent pool, with some taking steps forward and others falling back a step. Foremost among his concerns are the health and form of his players and their playing times at club level. There seems to be a lot of things going on, Herdman said in a virtual availability from Bratislava. There's things happening here that have been super positive and some things that, yeah, are keeping me up at night, he added. But at the same time, this window, it can't be a be-all and end-all. There's a lot of football to be played or not played by some players in the next month that will come into my thinking when I select that final roster. The Canadian men will play one final warm-up, against number 24 Japan on November 17 at Dubai's Al Maktoum Stadium, before the World Cup kicks off November 20. Canada opens Group F play on November 23 against number 2 Belgium before facing number 15 Croatia on November 27 and number 23 Morocco on December 1. Your hashtag CANMNT squad is here. Maple Leaf hashtag wecanpick.twitter.com/zilpsuzanj, Canada Soccer, at Canada Soccerin, September 16, 2022. Herdman did not minimize the challenge that awaits in Qatar. It's an underdog story for us in those games. It's just real excitement and an opportunity to go out and be brave, be courageous, test ourselves and take a step forward for Canada in building respect and credibility as a football nation. It's a sobering process when you get into the deep scouting looking at these teams, but again, the reality for Canada is we don't have a great amount of expectation from the world on this team. We have our own expectations, so we have good internal motivators. And we're not clouded by the external motivations or the external noise that surrounds, I guess, our opponents. His team heads to the World Cup with a degree of confidence that we can close the gap. Like any tournament football, on any given day anyone can beat anyone. He added, so that's the spirit we'll be playing with. Atop the list of injury concerns is talismanic captain Atiba Hutchinson, who will miss the Qatar and Uruguay games. A bone bruise suffered in the preseason has sidelined the 39-year-old Besiktas midfielder, Canada's all-time men's cap leader with 97. Herdman says his medical staff will be flying out to see Hutchinson in Turkey after the two friendlies to check on his injury comeback, with the hope that he will be ready by the end of October. As Canada's longest-serving active player, Hutchinson has waited a long time for the World Cup stage. Hutchinson appeared in his first World Cup qualifier in June 2004. It's a tough situation for him. Because I think for all of us he just means so much to the team, said Herdman. If there's anyone you want to see at a World Cup, it's Atiba Hutchinson. Hutchinson has been working on maintaining his fitness while not being able to put weight on the leg. It's taking a long time to progress, Herdman said. Toronto defender Dunil Henry, hamstring, and midfielder David Wotherspoon, knee, of Scotland Street Johnston are also unavailable for the September matches. CF Montreal defender Joel Waterman and Blackpool FC forward Theo Corbianu get their first senior call-ups. Teenage winger Luca Colioso of RCD Espanyol de Barcelona got his first Canadian senior call-up in June but has yet to see action, is the youngest player in the squad at 18. Forward Liam Miller returns to the lineup after missing the last Canada camp in June with a broken arm. Toronto midfielders Marc-Anthony Kay and Jonathan Osorio have been summoned despite recent injury woes. Kay is back in action now after a lingering lower body issue, while Osorio, who has been dealing with what he called a neurological dysfunction, after taking an elbow to the head, is nearing a return. Henry left TFC practice early after feeling his hamstring. With Toronto and Vancouver on the verge of elimination from playoff contention in Major League Soccer, Herdman also has players who will likely be idle after the October 9 regular season finale. Herdman said his staff has been designing an off-field training regimen for those who miss the playoffs, as a worst-case scenario. While Tejon Buchanan has been sidelined by injury at Belgium's Club Brugge, the speedy winger will be in the Canada camp just for the Uruguay game. His minutes will be very limited as both club and country are trying to wrap him in cotton wool, said Herdman, calling it a really delicate situation. Forward Sile Lauren, Buchanan's teammate with Brugge, has not seen much playing time of late. The positives include Colioso getting playing time in Spain's top tier and 20-year-old Corbianu, who is doing well at England's Blackpool on loan from Wolves. Waterman has also impressed at Montreal. Red Star Belgrade goalkeeper Milan Borjan is the most experienced international player on the 27-man September squad with 65 caps. The roster also features Alfonso Davies, Jonathan David and Steven Eustachio. The other goalkeepers are Maxime Crippeau and Dane St. Clair, two of 11 MLS players on the roster. The MLS talent includes defenders Waterman, Kamal Miller and Alistair Johnston and midfielders Samuel Peet and Ismael Kone from CF Montreal, fullback Richie Laria and midfielders Kay and Osorio from Toronto, and forward Lucas Cavallini from the Whitecaps. The September camp for Canada is the first since June, when the players boycotted a planned friendly against Panama in Vancouver due to a pay dispute. The team did subsequently play a CONCACAF Nations League game in Honduras, losing 2-1. With talks continuing on the contract front, Herdman said his squad can now fully focus on the football side. The Canadian men are 5-3-0 to date this year. Canada lost 3-1 to Uruguay in their lone previous meeting, in February 1986 at Miami's Orange Bowl in a warm-up for the 1986 World Cup. The Canadians last faced a South American foe in October 2014, losing 1-0 to Colombia. The Canadian men have never faced Qatar, the reigning AFC Asian Cup champions, and have not played an Asian opponent since November 2016, when they were beaten 2-0 by South Korea. Japan won both previous meetings with Canada, 2-1 in Doha in 2013 and 3-0 in Niigata during the 2001 Confederations Cup. Herdman said the congested, pandemic-rearranged schedule meant European teams were not available to play Canada ahead of the World Cup. Canada is also still fighting for respect when it comes to finding opponents, he suggested. But he called the date with Uruguay, whose roster value he put at $400 million plus, a massive coup. Our guys, we can't wait, he said of the matchup against a Uruguay team that features talent from Liverpool, Manchester United and Atletico Madrid. It's pretty exciting. Canadian-born Daniel Jeppesen was named to England's under-20 squad for games against Chile, Morocco and Australia. The 18-year-old Sheffield United forward is the youngest of three brothers, along with Micah and Jonathan, who came up through the ANB Football Academy in King City, Ant. Before the family left Milton, Ant, for England to pursue the boys' football dream, Herdman said there have been ongoing conversations with Jeppesen, who previously played for England's U18 and U19 teams. Canada roster for upcoming friendlies goalkeepers, Milan Borjan, Red Star Belgrade, Serbia, Maxime Crippeau, Los Angeles FC, MLS, Dane St. Clair, Minnesota United, MLS, defenders, Samuel Adekube, Hatayspor FC, Turkey, Derek Cornelius, Panathinaikos FC, Greece, Alfonso Davies, Bayern Munich, Germany, Alistair Johnston, CF Montreal, MLS, Scott Kennedy, SSV Jan Regensburg, Germany, Richie Laria, Toronto FC, MLS, Kamal Miller, CF Montreal, MLS, Steven Vitoria, GD Chaves, Portugal, Joel Waterman, CF Montreal, MLS, midfielders, Steven Eustachio, FC Porto, Portugal, Mark Anthony Kay, Toronto FC, MLS, Ismael Kone, CF Montreal, Jonathan Osorio, Toronto FC, MLS, Samuel Peet, CF Montreal, MLS. Forwards, Charles Andreas Brim, FC Eindhoven, Netherlands, Tejan Buchanan, Club Brugge KV, Belgium, Lucas Cavallini, Vancouver Whitecaps, MLS, Theo Corbianu, Blackpool FC, England, Jonathan David, Lille OSC, France, David, Jr., Hoylett, Reading FC, England, Luca Colioso, RCD Espanyol, Spain, Sile Lauren, Club Brugge, Belgium, Liam Miller, FC Basel, Switzerland, Ike Ugbo, Estroyes AC, France. This report by the Canadian Press was first published September 16, 2022.